Austria fines Bitpanda €70,000 in first published MyCA case. Austria's Financial Market Authority has fined Bitpanda €70,000 in what CoinDesk reports is the first publicly disclosed enforcement case under the EU's Markets in Crypto Assets framework. The penalty reported on August 17, 2026, is modest in size. Its importance is procedural. A national regulator inside the EU has now named a licensed crypto firm and published a MyCA-based sanction rather than resolving the matter quietly. For most of MyCA's early life, supervisors leaned on warnings, guidance, and transition deadlines. This is the point where that posture shifts from telling firms what the rules are to charging one for falling short of them. A small fine with an outsized precedent €70,000 will not dent a company Bitpanda's size. The Vienna-based exchange is one of the larger regulated crypto platforms in Europe and holds licensing across multiple EU markets. Treated purely as a cost, the fine is rounding error territory. The value is in the fact that it exists on the public record. A published enforcement case gives every other MyCA-licensed firm a concrete data point. The conduct at issue, the supervisor's reasoning, and the price. Until now, compliance teams across the block were modeling MyCA risk largely off the text of the regulation and informal supervisory signals. A named case with a stated penalty is something they can actually calibrate against. It also sets a template. Austria's FMA acting first does not bind regulators in Germany, France, or Ireland. But MyCA is designed to be applied consistently across member states through coordination at the EU level. First movers in a harmonized regime tend to shape how peers approach similar facts. From migration chaos to active supervision, the timing lands in a period when MyCA compliance has already been messy. Earlier in August, roughly 1,700 platforms halted EU services as the migration to full MyCA authorization forced smaller and non-compliant operators out, a wave that scammers then tried to exploit with fake migration prompts. That earlier story was about firms leaving the market. This one is about a firm that stayed, got licensed, and still drew a penalty. The two together sketch the shape of MyCA's enforcement era. A smaller field of authorized players, held to standards that supervisors are now willing to test publicly. For a company like Bitpanda, which built its European footprint on being a regulated compliance-forward alternative to offshore venues, a published fine is an awkward first. It does not suggest the platform is unsafe. It does suggest that even the firms marketing themselves on regulatory good standing are inside the enforcement perimeter now, not above it. Practical takeaways for licensed firms. Three practical takeaways stand out for anyone operating or building under MyCA. First, disclosure is the story. Regulators choosing to publish, rather than settle privately, is a deliberate deterrence tactic. Public cases do work that private ones cannot. They educate the whole market at once. Second, the size of this fine is not a ceiling. MyCA gives national authorities room for materially larger administrative penalties, scaled to turnover for serious breaches. A €70,000 opener should be read as a marker, not a cap. Third, licensing is the entry ticket, not the finish line. Holding a MyCA authorization means a firm is now inside a supervised relationship with ongoing obligations, and supervisors have shown they will act on them. None of this changes day-to-day mechanics for someone spending crypto through a card tied to a European exchange. Balances, custody, and settlement work as before. The relevant shift is background risk. Platforms that operate cleanly under the new regime become easier to trust over time, and the ones that cut corners now have a visible example of what that costs.